Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned out on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today, we're going to keep company with Jesus by praying through one section of what is known as St. Patrick's Breastplate. St. Patrick was a 5th century missionary to Ireland, later served as bishop there, and is now considered one of their patron saints. This prayer was originally a prayer for protection in battle, but can also be used to help us recognize the closeness of Christ in every part of our lives. As we prepare to hear and absorb the words of this prayer, I want to invite you to begin to cultivate stillness within. Take some deep breaths and become aware of God's presence with you. I'm going to read through this prayer a couple times. This first time, I want you to simply listen, absorbing the words and allowing them to become your prayer for yourself. Christ, be with me. Christ, within me. Christ, behind me. Christ, before me. Christ, beside me. Christ, to win me. Christ, to comfort and restore me. Christ, beneath me. Christ, above me. Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. Amen. Now I'm going to read through the prayer a second time, and during this reading, I want you to listen and pay attention to any words, phrases, or ideas that stand out or stir something up in you. At the end of the prayer, I'm going to give you a few moments to have a conversation with Jesus about what you noticed. Christ, be with me. Christ, within me. Christ, behind me. Christ, before me. Christ, beside me. Christ, to win me. Christ, to comfort and restore me. Christ, beneath me. Christ, above me. Christ, in quiet. Christ, in danger. Christ, in hearts of all that love me. Christ, in mouth of friend and stranger. Amen. Now take a few moments and have a conversation with Jesus about what is stirring up or standing out. Consider why this might be significant for you today. Ask Jesus to illuminate and to guide you. Consider taking this prayer into the day and week ahead. Allow it to be a reminder of the nearness of Christ, who is always with you.